I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Before we get to Snow Day here with our buddy Roger Eggett, who spent some time with Adam Eagle up at Whitney Reservoir doing some ice fishing, let us turn to the avalanche report here. That means we're going to check in with Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center. Looks like we've got more snow coming for the mountains, Craig, at least starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's what things are looking like. Good morning, guys. Much different landscape out there this Saturday that it was last Saturday. At this time, we're talking about the historic massive avalanche cycle that Little Cottonwood experienced. Of course, it's a different week. It's a different time. What we had seen, though, is that on the exit of that last storm system, a little rain crust, little rime crust formed. So that's something to keep an eye on looking forward. And yeah, you just mentioned a storm that's right on the horizon that's going to start to gel together late tonight into Sunday. Looks like about a foot of snow. We're going to expect some strong winds associated with that as well. So it's going to be some dense, heavy snow followed by light, fluffy snow. That's always a good combination. The problem is that will be resting on top of some lighter density snow, and then that's all going to be on that rain crust that we saw as the exit of last week's storm. So we've got all of the ingredients that we're going to need for an avalanche coming up, moving into early next week. And right now, generally, there is a low to moderate avalanche danger throughout the state. Moderate would imply that there's going to be some fresh wind drifts along the leeward side of upper elevation ridges, so you definitely want to avoid those. But I expect the avalanche danger is going to ramp up a tick or two starting tomorrow night and into Monday. So that's definitely something to watch out for. It's going to be nothing like the last avalanche cycle we experienced, not even close. But, you know, we're getting deeper into the season. Most areas are happy in their own skin, so that's the good news. But as you know, avalanche conditions in the backcountry are always changing. So I invite your listeners, visit your one-stop shop for all things avalanche. And, of course, that's UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
I need a snow day. I need a snow day. I need a snow day.
Our thanks again to Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center for helping us out with an avalanche report this morning, timely, with, boy, the problems we had a couple of weeks ago, just crazy. I mean, when the avalanche guys tell you it's been a while since they've seen anything like that, you know that we've had some tough situations. Much better this weekend anyway. But a reminder that we are actually recording this program on Wednesday this week and coming to you as live this morning with a brand
but
new...
But Craig is live.
Yes, Craig was there.
I want to be sure to mention that.
You bet.
Because that's the latest information.
That is the very latest avalanche information. Tim and Russ here. We'll get back to Navinomskis coming up in a minute with Fish Bites. But I want to bring in an old buddy of ours we haven't talked to in a while. And that is Roger Eggett from up Bear River Lodgeway. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Looks like you, I mean... I guess I could say this anytime I get Roger on the phone. Looks like you've been having a good time in the outdoors. Because it doesn't matter what the season is, you're always out doing something. But this past week, I noticed you were out with Adam Eagle with his program, KSL Outdoors, on Channel 5.
Yeah, Adam is such a great guy. We went out ice fishing and had a ton of fun.
And you were where? Whitney?
Whitney Reservoir. So we left from Bear River Lodge and took out snowmobiles and a side-by-side with tracks and went up to Whitney Reservoir and fished for the day.
How far from the lodge is it to get to Whitney? Not far.
No, it's an 11-mile ride. So snowmobiles, you can get there in about 15, 20 minutes. The side-by-side goes a little slower with tracks, but we went right to the reservoir in the side-by-side, which, you know, those things are fully enclosed. There was a heater. Nice. We took our 7-year-old, and we went right to the reservoir, and it took us about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes to get to the reservoir.
Yeah. Without giving away any of what I'm sure Adam will be sharing in video form, how was the fishing?
Oh, spectacular. These people need to watch the show. I think it's on next weekend, and it's just, the fishing was great. By the time, so Adam got to the reservoir before we did, because he snowmobiled right to the spot where they were drilling the holes, and I had to park the Defender up on the hill, and then we snowshoed down to the ice fishing location, and by the time we got there, he had already caught a half a dozen fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just using worms, or what were the tactics?
Okay, you know I'm not a fisherman, so you got to go easy on me. He was using I can't remember, some meat. It looked like meat and some worms, but he was catching both. I don't know what he was.
I wonder if he was using something. Yeah, I wonder if he was using ice flies up there like we always
could
do when
be.
We go to Strawberry.
I think that's pretty much generally used everywhere,
He had an artificial something on there, and he'd slap a piece of meat on it.
Oh.
You know, it's so cool. Ice fishing is fun. You know, I'm not an ice fisher, but they drill a hole. He had a power drill.
Yeah, the auger.
The ice was, I think he told me, 20 inches deep. And
good
so
ice.
It was 20 inches thick, so it was, great ice. He told me I could have driven the Defender right out on the ice, but... You know, those things are $30,000. I didn't want to be filming.
You don't want to find out the hard way he was wrong.
Yeah, you got my vote, Roger.
But anyway, then he sets it up, and these guys are just awesome. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
My gosh.
A lot of fun.
I miss our weekly chats with you so much, and I miss you the last time, one of the last times we talked. Well, you and I have had conversations personally, but, we were a little worried about your health, but with all of the machines you've been digging out of trees and ruts lately, you must be healthy by now.
You know, this is my 23rd winter at Bear River Lodge, and I do not remember any 2 years combined that I had as much damage as we've had this year. I just cannot believe it. We had a customer, you probably saw, sink a Defender in the Bear River a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
It was just crazy.
But, well, the one that caught my eye was the one that caught fire, and the person that was riding it said, I'll know what happened. I was just riding along, and the silly thing caught fire.
I took it into Framley's canoe, and I said, you guys got to check this out, because it's beyond our ability. And they looked at it and said, we don't know.
Was it a parking brake? Was it a brake that got left on or something?
We don't know. We honestly don't know.
Huh. All right. The other reason I wanted to have you on, besides giving a little tease to Adam's program, which I hope everybody gets a chance to see on Channel 5, which airs every weekend, is there's no better guy, I don't think, Russ, to talk to about all of the different ways there are to play in the snow.
Yeah.
And it's more than just snowmobiles. As you mentioned, Roger, you're throwing out names like the Defender that's got tracks on it, or snowshoes that you were engaged in, but there's also snow bikes out there.
Yeah.
You probably have played on all those things this winter so far.
You know, I have. And the only thing I haven't done is cross-country ski. So there's a 30-mile cross-country ski trail up in the UNS that's just spectacular. It's groomed with track setters. So people can go out on the cross-country skis. There's a yurt system up in the UNS that's maintained by the Forest Service. If you want a very inexpensive way to spend a night out in the woods, those yurts are awesome. I mean, the one we stayed in slept, I think, 8 or 10 people. They have propane stoves. They have outhouses. They're extremely comfortable. And I think you can rent them from the Forest Service for...
That's right.
Oh, I think it's 50 or 75 bucks a night for 8 or 10 people. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get out and play. But snowshoeing, you know, I haven't done snowshoeing for a long time, and I snowshoe 2 miles, and... That's for an old fat guy.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. Yeah. You're trying to impress Jamie. That's what this is about.
Jamie,
and crew were running ahead of me, and I was like, I'll be there. But snowmobile.
Yeah. You know, if you ask me what the snow totals are at the resorts, I'd be able to rip them off to you fairly easily, but I couldn't tell you what the snowpack is in the Uintas. Around the state, statewide, I saw last week we were 121% of normal snowpack, so I'm guessing it's good up there.
Yeah, I think at Whitney Reservoir, there's 5 feet of snow, and that's literally, I mean, there was 60 inches of snow that settled, and I'm sure there's 5 feet of snow, and at the Bear River Lodge, we probably have 3 feet, and in a typical winter, I generally tell people we have between 1 and 3 feet on the ground at all times, and so we're on the very high end of that, and we've been that way for quite a while now, so there's a lot of snow. It's a good year to get out and play outdoors, and you know, if people are dressed properly, that's the key. And Adam had on this snowsuit that was too hot, he said.
Yeah.
You know, he was unzipping it. I mean, they make such great snow and winter clothing now that there is no excuse not to get out and play in the snow.
Yeah, especially if you've got those one-piece snowmobile suits like we always get outfitted with.
Yeah, you can put two people in them.
Some of them. Yeah. I mean, they make 5Xs that if you're up, and this is not a joke, we were up on a hillside on Two Top, they call it, just outside of West Yellowstone. The wind was blowing so hard that
like a wingsuit.
Like a flying squirrel. Yeah. You could jump in the air and catch flight with that thing, and it would push you back 5 feet on the hill. Really great clothing. What's your go-to machine this year for playing in the outdoors, snowmobile-wise?
You know, I like the Ski-Doo 850. We had Polaris with us from Stedman's out there on the ice fishing day, and they're all great machines, and I just think these days they make great machines. The snow bikes, unfortunately, they've got some catching up to do. We send out the snow bikes for a day and we fix them for two. You know, it's kind of like snowmobiles 30 years ago, but 40 years ago. But the machines are also great. Whether, you know, if you're taking family and kids, the two-seaters these days are awesome. They have electric start. Every machine now has reverse. It's just wonderful. And that, those new side-by-sides with tracks, Tim, I took that to Whitney Reservoir. It has a heater. It has a windshield wiper. It has electric windows that roll down. It has hard doors. Those things are awesome. If you want to take families out, whether they're older people or younger people, those side-by-sides with tracks are just incredible. I'm really pleased with those.
Well, I think the problem with the snow bikes comes, and I can relate this to, you know, you can get kits for your regular motorcycle to make them three-wheelers, which are conversion kits that probably are not going to, you know, do you good in the long term. Or you can just spend the extra money and buy from the factory a tricycle motorcycle that is built to be that way, and it's those conversion kits that sometimes, you know, get hung up on the snow bikes. And I know it's just a conversion from a regular dirt bike across for some winter fun, but yeah, hopefully they catch up with that. Here's the thing, Russ and I were just talking about this. Your daughter and son-in-law and your grandsons don't know what the perfect toy to play on in the outdoors during the winter.
Just getting ready for some motorized entertainment outdoors. They're looking at all the options. They're headed up your way pretty soon for one of your rides, and they're going to rent the bikes from you, the snow bikes. Now, this is just the couple, not the boys. But they're going to start going up to as often as they can to another ride and try different equipment before they get ready to invest the money and buy something.
Well, that's a great thing about tracks. Yeah. You know, we used to talk to Roger on a weekly basis, but with tracks, you can actually rent all of the toys instead of making the investment in buying one. And you can decide what you want to ride, or maybe it'll steer you in a direction of something else, or you end up not wanting to buy anything because you've got so many options to rent. People should check it out if you're looking for either winter or summer fun at Trax, TRAXPowersports.com, or up to Bear River Lodge. Roger, it's great to talk to you. I just wanted to touch base because I saw you were going to be on the show with Adam Ekel, and we'll encourage everybody to watch for that episode coming up for some ice fishing on Whitney Reservoir.
Yeah, it was a great day, and it's wonderful to talk to you guys. I'm here for our visit, but you need to get up and let's go play out in the snow.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. Don't get mushy.
Yeah, hugs and kisses on Valentine's Day. All right, buddy, thanks for checking in with us.
All right, take care. Have a great week.
All right, don't go away. More of KSL Outdoors Radio is coming right up.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
Oh my God,
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.